Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon si Ms. Josh Bolea Vizcara na mula sa Tasmania. Hi! Kamusta po, Ms. Josh?
Okay naman. Malamig.
Kwento niyo po sa amin ano itong negosyo at kailan niyo po ito sinimulan.
Started sa Sydney, sa gym's cleaning franchisee. Nimulan ko dahil talagang at that time, hirap ako. I was working as an early childhood educator for 19 years, no? Nahirapan akong pick-upin yung mga anak ko, especially the youngest one. So I met a friend of my sister's. Sabi niya, may negosyo daw. Yung business nila is cleaning. So I was interested then. Sabi ko, can we do another meeting and I'll ask you all the questions and see what I, you know, if I can jump into it. Second meeting, parang ito nang gusto ko. Big investment for us at that time. So I jumped in from teaching to cleaning.
What was the adjustment like for you in acquiring that business?
Siyempre mahirap. No business training, wala talaga as in. I like actually the adjustment dahil mahirap. But I always believe that if you want to do it, if you're really wanting to do it, you can do it. I want to have the freedom to not to have a boss. Pinakamahirap was to drive around. Kasi for 19 years, 17 years actually, one job lang. Yun lang yung driving ko. Pinaka-challenge ata sa akin yung to drive different places in Sydney. I have to travel and, you know, cleaning.
Mga magkano po ang capital out, ang pondo, nung sinetup niyo po ito?
So isa sum up ko lahat because it's a franchise. Back then, I really invested over around 35K. It was like the whole package. That time, it was big. I think it was good because after running the business for 14 months, we were able to go to the bigger jump. In Sydney, it was cleaning Ruti Hill in the west side under Blacktown area. And then within that 14 months, we were able to get the cleaning Tasmania. I think we did well.
Po ang mga expectations kapag ka kumuha ka ng ganitong klaseng franchise?
Ginawa na lang namin is follow the system and use the system and i-grow mo na lang. Wala naman siyang commission. Kung ikaw, if you wanna work 3 days, 5 days, 7 weeks, it's up to you. Kaya may freedom kang to stay kung yun lang ang gusto mong itrabaho o gusto mo talagang maging bigger and busier.
Tandaan niyo ba kung ano yung adjustments ninyo leaving Sydney and saying hello to Tasmania?
Grabe, katakot. Actually, sobrang katakot because I have two kids. They were at that time was, I think she was 9 and 15. We had to sell everything. We had to sell the house. We had to sell the business. Para sa family ko, sobrang adjustment. We actually don't know people, but one of our Filipino franchisee, yung nag-introduce to the community. Pero at that time, I was flying in and flying out for 6 months. To manage the gym cleaning Tasmania. So challenges na that we all have to tackle as a family of four. The whole Tasmania is, you know, with you. So pwede mo talaga siyang i-grow. Marami, sabi ko, maybe this is something that we can give back to Australia. Maybe Filipinos din gustong mag-business na cleaning. Yung goal na yon is huge. I still wanna reach out. Sino pa rin yung matulungan namin sa business. Back then, as I've said, there was only one Filipino. Ngayon, there are 20 Filipinos na. And we have over 50 franchises in the whole task.
Question po, so when you moved to Tasmania, stos na naman ba kayo ng panibagong investment?
Yes, that's correct.
Magkano na naman po? Just give us a range. Regional expansion na to, hindi po ba?
Yeah, back then, between 100-150K, you were given the whole right for the whole Tasmania to grow. Nakita ko naman yung opportunity somehow. Plus lang talaga is back then when we moved here, mura pa ang mga bahay sa Tasmania. And I guess napag-grow din namin yung Tasmania is word of mouth. Luna sa mga community ng Filipino, community and their family that joining. Na-refer ka ng friend mo, ng family mo. It means that you believe in them. I guess you just have to be there, and that you, it's not just about the money, it's about that you want other family to grow as well. Yung freedom. Iba-iba ang reason actually ng mga franchises namin why they joined it. Merong iba na nabully sa trabaho. They're given a chance for this and they're prospering. Nakakatuwa. Alam nila how much I care. Hindi ko sila papabayaan when they call me for support and everything. Anything at all, andyan ako para sa kanila. So call, email, SMS, they are all answered quickly as possible. They won't call me to waste my time. Giving it 3 months, sabi ko sa kanila talaga, I will hold your hands until okay na kayo.
Ano-ano po ang mga issues or concerns ng mga franchisees?
Challenges nila is how to win job. When they do the quotation, matter of giving them, coaching them, this could be something that you need to do the tweaks. From the time they make the call, time that they actually have to go to the client's house and do the quotation, lahat yon iko-coach mo. Start ka naman ng business, ang daming alamin, di ba? So meron din kaming mga app na dapat nila i-learn. Kawa, katulad lang yung Josh, I don't wanna work on Saturday, Sunday. Tingnan ko lang yung settings nila, kung sakto ba.
Have you ever said no to a potential franchisee?
Yes, pero ha, hindi Pilipino. Kasi he lied. He actually emailed our CEO. Emailed ni Josh, why did you not take this guy? Kasi nagreklamo siya, he got the money, he got the vehicle, bakit hindi ko daw siya kinuha? So when I explained it to our CEO, sabi niya, good on you, Josh. Hindi ko siya tinanggap dahil sabi niya, Josh, I want a territory. So they have a territory. I don't want them to know that I'm in the cleaning business. Sabi ko, how are you going to grow? If you don't want to call yourself as a cleaner business owner, what's the point of having that business, right? Then he manipulated the photos. Sinabi ko, sana your photo, your car, dapat walang dent. Nagbigay ako ng advice kasi mahal kasi yung magpalagay ng signage, di ba? Ayaw niyang sumunod. So sabi ko, you're not the right fit for me.
O ano po ang risks? Meron po bang safety concerns?
Oh, yes. Din sana sabi ko sa mga franchise namin is before you enter a property or if you're in the property, your safety comes first. So meron kami yung ano nga, yung WHS namin, di ba? If you don't feel safe, back out. This is what you need to do. Actually, I have to call Police Tasmania. Kasi yung bagong franchisee, ito yung i-clean mo, magkano to? Nagpadala sa akin ng photos. For example, Josh, I need to do a quotation on this. Nakita ko yung photo, sabi ko, huwag ka nang pumunta. Don't go there. So, parang siyang crime scene. Pinadala ko na sa police, ganito, ganun. Binigay ko yung details. And then, nagpasalamat naman ang police na sa report na yon. And sabi niya, you've done the right thing. And it's good that you did not send your franchisee. For that matter, you know, concerned ko rin sa safety nila. And may mga tao rin, especially sa Tasmania, no? Meron ding mga abusive din. So sabi ko sa kanya, ilog in ninyo sa system. Call me. Red flag natin para hindi na siya maulit. There are challenges.
Ano-ano po yung mga insurances na meron kayo at permits just to make sure na protektado din kayo?
Una, yung ABN. So hindi sa negosyo mo. Kami talaga kailangan mo ng sa cleaning or ano, industry. Public liability insurance is very important. Na personal and accident na insurance. Ano mangyari sa'yo, paano na lang, you need to have that. Kailangan din nila ng income protection. Hindi rin kung mag-start ka ng business na may mag-hire ka ng tao, mo rin mag-ano ng work cover insurance. Hindi naman ganun kahirap talaga, but you just need to cover.
Were there any unforeseen expenses or costs?
Yung vehicle mo, yung talaga meron ka dapat na cash flow. Na pag nag-run ka ng business, paano pag nahinto ka? Dahil yun nga, may nagkasakit sa pamilya mo, di ba? Lalo na sa sasakyan, mga gamit mo, may extra pera ka ba to cover that? May illness, yun talagang kailangan, di ba?
O ang final message ninyo sa mga gustong magtayo ng negosyo?
Katakot magsimula, but it's good. And then you just need to ang kinatakutan mo. Hindi ka masyadong risk taker, then just cover all with a lot of questions and maybe ask din sa community, ano ba yung gusto mong gawin na business, di ba? I'm involved with yung mga business ayun sa government. May mga networking, pwede ka magtanong sa mga migrants. So meron din kami dito sa Hobart, mga migrant mentors. So sumasali ako doon para to ano yung takot ano yung mga questions mo, ano ang needs. So, depende kasi, di ba? Iba-iba talaga. So, anong gusto mo? Maging partnership ba yung business mo? Or maging sole trader ka ba? Kung anong kailangan doon? Ano mga necessary na papers doon? Yun ang, I think, investigate mo. And then explore kung is that something that you want. I mean, ayaw maglinis. Oblige cleaning, ano? Ang taas ng standard. May magic wand ka na ibalik yung ano mo. Otherwise, hindi mo makukuha yung bond mo. Parang brand new siya, o diba? Ang hirap nun, ha? Meaning organizations na kailangan cleaners. Okay? Mahirap, pero... Tiyaga. May gold pa rin. Gold mine.
Thank you so much! Kay Ms. Josh, po Lea, Viscara, papakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.